This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Toby and Catherine, it's so great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Are you excited about Love Island starting again? I'm sure you know what the Love Islanders are feeling now before they go into the villa.
Yeah, I feel like it's always exciting sitting down, first of all, waiting for the new series. Like, what are they like?
Yeah.
What is this season going to give?
Can't wait.
Catherine, I guess, you know, you're one of the most favourite Love Island Irish contestants. You're from Dublin. How did you prepare yourself to go into the Love Island villa? I'm sure there was nerves there.
There was definitely nerves because you just don't know what you're going to expect. Whether, like, you'll go into the villa and everyone literally will ignore you or you'll go in and everyone will love you. But I feel like it's kind of, the people made it easier. Like, when everyone's around you, it's just like being so lovely. And, you know, they're all going through the same similar stuff. So you have to remember, when you're nervous, they're nervous too.
Yeah.
So with that, you guys can get through it together.
And Toby, we're claiming you as one of our own as well, because we know that your lovely mum is from Mayo. I actually think a couple of years ago, I met you at a Brit Awards after party. I have a picture of you and me. And I remember saying to you, oh my God, your mum is from Mayo. How are you? And then we had a big long chat about that. So it's lovely to catch up with you again. But what's something surprising that people might not know about going into the villa? You know, and I suppose something that maybe you have to prepare yourself for beforehand.
You know what I would say the shock that I got was that the villa is smaller in real life than it is on TV.
Yeah, it is.
So much smaller. So when you think, it's this big place, when you walk in there the first time and you look at it all, you're like, oh my God.
And like, you can literally hear a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't speak low, people can overhear you.
Yeah, exactly. You can hear each other's conversations as well. Maybe they do that for a dramatic effect. I don't know, but yeah.
And I feel like also what doesn't prepare you is the late nights.
Oh, I kind of like them.
Yeah, but
I
the first day, I was shocked because I don't like standing for hours, and I stood for hours.
And you don't know the time.
That's on TV, it makes it look like 1 hour. Yeah.
It's a long time. How do you find, like, not having your phones and stuff? Because obviously you've no watch to tell the time. You've got no phone to reach out to family, all of that kind of stuff. Does it take a couple of hours to, like, or days even, to get used to that?
Love it.
I loved it. Yeah. I think it was the most therapeutic time for me. I literally got books read. I was just in skincare. Like, everything was just perfect.
I went back in the show to give them my faith. I just didn't want to go on my phone anymore. That's why I went back on the show.
It's such a routine. You go to bed early, especially like you were just from holding beforehand.
Yeah.
So you don't have your phone for at least a week before.
Okay.
It's different for everyone. So you kind of get used to not waking up checking your phone. And then when you're in the villa, you just kind of naturally forget about it. And then you have your Google Pixels, which is our phone. And we literally take pictures of it.
I didn't even touch my phone. I think I thrive off face-to-face contact. So like, I was like, so happy.
Oh my God. Do you know what we used to do? Oh my God. It was the funniest thing. We used to literally like take everyone's phone, take like little videos, pictures. So like in the night, people have stuff to watch. Like, oh my God.
I used to take pictures in the toilet.
Scroll through.
Sounds like loads of fun. Obviously, there's loads of personalities in the villa as well. And when you first go in, like, is it really hard to like form friendship groups? And obviously you're trying to find love in there as well. So, you know, you're trying to scope out who's going after who's been, you know, coupled up with who at the beginning. And, you know, I suppose it's really exciting because like everybody's hormones and everything are just going all over the place.
Kind of scary, you know, because like when you're at the start, you're trying to figure out like, who likes me? Who's feeling me? I'm trying to figure out, but also I'm figuring out like which one of the guys are going to go for the same girl. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because you don't want to step on your new friendship's toes. It's a weird thing that you
feel. I feel like the girls are not really trying to make the move, so you're like,
because then I'm meant to make the move.
Yeah, facts. But like, I'm thinking, so if I make the move, I'm going to get rejected or not. That's going to go up. So that's all playing in your mind. I don't want to get rejected on TV.
Obviously, you know, there's loads of personalities in there. And like, if you have to resolve conflict, we're obviously not going to see all of that, you know, on the TV. Is there a certain kind of way that, you know, are different Love Islanders, are you spoken to by producers? And it might be like, look, okay, you know, we need to resolve this issue. You know, because obviously, you know, you're trying to make entertaining TV at the same time. Have you got people maybe stepping in to maybe prompt you on different conversations, or does it all just happen naturally?
Like, okay, so you're in an intense environment, okay? So when you have them conflicts, you do get over it quite quickly. So it is the talk of the villa. So because it's the talk of the villa, any little thing
Basically,
that happens, like you naturally just talk about it.
it's
Like,
my pet peeve.
yeah, even sometimes, what
My
I
pet
will say,
peeve.
sometimes it's even like they're like, slow down because we have a fight in the morning, everyone wants to resolve it by the evening. But it's like, whew, how do we capture this in one episode? You know, because people will think of us like, what is going on in this
I think
villa?
All Stars, I don't know what happened in your on our one, like it happened to a point where there was so much going on and so much drama and so much arguments going on that they said, guys, we'll have to split you up and like just chill for like the whole night because like you guys literally you hate each other. You hate each other. So you need to relax and bring you back together when everyone's cooled
Like
off.
they give us like a down day to like recoup when so much is going on. Like I remember there was a big fight in the villa, and then by the evening, like Elmo's like, oh, I need to talk tomorrow. They're like, you
No,
literally just
that's
almost bit
it.
his head off in the morning. Like, so they do like slow it down or like try just bring some kind of normality to it.
I want to find out as well, because obviously you have to be cognizant that all of the cameras are on you at all time. Do you begin to forget about that as the time goes on? I'd be really interested to find out about that.
As soon as I go into our environment, I forget about it straight away.
Yeah. Most of the cameras are hidden, like 90% of cameras are hidden. You don't see it. So you actually forget
No, but
about
you know what's
Jeff,
funny though,
the big
like
camera.
like you'll be chatting, like say me and Catherine chatting here, you'll be chatting, I'll be like like normal chat,
Then
and then
you
I'll hear
Oh.
and then I
You're
think,
not, okay,
oh
this is a
okay, this is a
conversation.
conversation, like
Or sometimes that's what I think we all start putting two and two together. They're like, ooh, something's gonna happen this night, because why is that camera out?
honestly, like the
Yeah.
big
The
big bang
big,
camera, you're like, oh,
what's it
okay, cool.
called? The
I don't know what
one
it's
that I
called, but
forgot.
but when that's out, you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Obviously, Toby, you've done All Stars, and I think everybody, you know, you do Love Island, and then you become really established, and you know, you go out into the wild world, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm massive on TikTok and Instagram, and you've got this whole different career. Obviously, it was a little bit different being in All Stars because you've got so many people who, you know, they've probably maybe got a little bit of an ego. They think that they're in competition with each other, and can that be really hard to navigate sometimes, because you're not the same people that would have gone into Love Island the very first time around.
And you know what? I think that is the worst thing about All Stars, my personal opinion. It's like the egos and like everyone thinking like that,
That they're above
above
certain
everyone.
things.
You just honestly, I couldn't deal with it. Like some people in there were like acting like divas, like to the camera crew and like to producers. And I'm just like, what are you guys? Like, I hated it. I hated seeing that because it's like literally, like the last time I was on it, we were all like, let's say nobodies, and then like you acted all right. So now, because you think like you've done all of this in the world, now you can come back and you can act like you're too good to be here. Like you've chose to come here, so like just follow the rules, basically. But yeah, I think like that really annoyed me, and it really just like pressed my buttons in there. But like TV will never capture why that's like why I'm annoyed at that person. You know what I mean? Because you guys at home could never see that. Because it's all behind the scenes stuff that I can never ever portray on camera. So,
And I guess, like, you know, obviously, Catherine, you were most recently in Love Island. How have your lives changed since you know, left the villa? It must be a huge shock. People talk about, you know, needing lots of support and being able to have great friends around you and be able to, you know, kind of just come away from the madness at times. Is it really important to protect your surroundings, but as well, your life changes so much?
110%. I feel like because this is our work now, you really need to keep your work life and your personal life separate. And sometimes that line gets blurred. So what kind of helped me personally is just having the same friends that you've had before, like just the
They ground
normality,
you.
it grounds you. And it just kind of is like, tell me about your day. I don't want to hear about, you know, you going just 24/7. I want to know what you did at work. I want to know what happened when you went to have a drink. Like, that kind of grounds you, like just hearing, like I remember when I came out of All Stars and all my friends just wanted to ask me so many questions, and I just said, pause, tell me what went on when I was away, because I was like, you know.
I think you need your core friendship group just to be like the grounding friendship group, and you need to still do things that you enjoy as well. I think that's the thing as well, because like you can get caught up in this life doing here though everything. So like
Keep,
doing things that you want to do, enjoying it, like it's like keeping your heart like kind of pure in it.
Well, listen, we're really looking forward to the new series. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on to have a
Thank you
chat,
so much.
and thank you so much for joining us here on iRadio.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.